please sign the agreement. Then I can be completely frank with you. He puffed out a defeated sigh. Okay, where do I sign? A panel of the conference table's surface lit up before him, showing a dense block of small print with a dotted line at its bottom. The panel beside it slid open, revealing a stylus in its compartment. Feeling as if he'd just been talked into buying something he really didn't want, Tavalera picked up the stylus and scribbled his signature on the dotted line. Thank you, Mr. Tavalera, said Sister Angelique, her smile at full wattage. The tabletop went opaque once more, but the wall opposite Tavalera began to glow. Remember, Mr. Tavalera, that you have agreed to keep everything you see completely secret. You will not discuss it with anyone who is not an official of the new morality with a documented need to know. He nodded impatiently. She hesitated for a moment, her dark almond eyes searching his. Then she swiveled her chair to the glowing wall screen. Initiate, she said, like a princess giving a command to a servant. A man's face appeared on the screen. It was an impressive face, with a patrician nose and strong high cheekbones. A thick, deeply black beard matched by an equally thick and dark head of hair, piercing gray eyes. He seemed middle-aged to Tavalera. His face wasn't wrinkled, but it didn't have any youthful softness to it, all bone and skin tanned almost walnut brown. The fierce, uncompromising face of an Old Testament prophet, Tavalera thought. Then the man smiled warmly and seemed to become almost youthful. Hello. My name is Keith Stoner, he said in a deep, resonant voice. We've just returned from the stars. Tavalera rocked back in his chair. Sister Angelique froze the image. That message was received by the Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico and every major astronomical facility on Earth, as well as the Farside radio facility on the Moon, slightly more than 6 months ago. From the stars? There is more to the message. The important point is that we have been unable to track its origin. The guy's a nutcase, Tavalera said. Perhaps. Sister Angelique turned back to the screen and commanded, Continue! The image on the screen stirred to life once more. We left Earth in the year 1985 of the Gregorian calendar. Thanks to time dilation, we've been able to visit a number of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. The bearded face grew serious. We have important discoveries to tell you about. It's vital that I meet with your best scientists and governmental leaders. Sooner or later, I'll have to speak to the general public, but I'd like to see the scientists first. Again, the image froze. It took an effort of will for Tavalera to pull his focus away from those steel-gray eyes and look at Sister Angelique again. She said, as if reciting a report, 22 years ago, several government agencies reported observing an object which entered the solar system moving at a tenth of the speed of light. It slowed significantly as it passed the orbits of Neptune and Uranus, heading inward toward the sun. Toward us, Tavalera murmured. It orbited around the planet Saturn several times. Then, as it neared the orbit of Jupiter, Sister Angelique went on, it disappeared.
Disappeared?
Radar reflection stopped. Optical telescopes could no longer see it. We checked with several other national governments. They all reported the same. Even Cellini on the moon. It disappeared. Like turning off a light, she said, her voice quavering slightly. For 22 years, nothing more was seen or heard. The authorities could find nothing, and there were no more messages. It was decided that it was some sort of anomalous body, a comet perhaps, that broke up from the strain of Jupiter's gravitational field.
But it wasn't? Tavalera asked.
About 6 months ago, we received the message you have just seen. We have been unable to track its source.
A spacecraft? Tavalera wondered. A stealth craft?
Ignoring his musing, Sister Angelique went on. We checked all the files. There is no record of a crewed spacecraft leaving Earth for the stars or any other destination in 1985, or at any other time.
To this day, no one knows how to construct a spacecraft capable of reaching even the nearest stars. He said his name. There is a record for a Dr. Keith Stoner, however. He was an astrophysicist with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Research Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, working on the Hubble Space Telescope. He died in 1985 in an automobile accident. Chapter 9.
That's weird, said Tavalera.
It's unsettling, Sister Angelique replied. Despite himself, Tavalera felt intrigued.
Astronomers saw this spacecraft enter the solar system, and then it disappeared.
The official explanation is that it was a comet that was observed back then, and it broke up as it neared the planet Jupiter.
22 years ago.
Yes.
But you don't believe the official explanation, Tavalera said. She shook her head ever so slightly.
Calculations have shown that the object never got close enough to Jupiter to cause it to break up.
Uh-huh.
And now there is this message. It's too much of a coincidence to think that the two events are not connected.
22 years apart? Tavalera wondered.
Even so.
Okay, he said. So what are you doing about it? Sister Angelique turned her back to the image of Keith Stoner, still frozen on the wall screen, to look directly at Tavalera.
In cooperation with the appropriate international authorities, we have kept the message secret. Even Cellini is cooperating with us. They are just as concerned about this as we are, although for different reasons, of course.
Tavalera asked, Why are you wound up about it? It's a joke, a gag, gotta be. Some bright, wise guy's pulling your leg.
How could this person produce optical images and radar returns of a spacecraft moving through the outer solar system at a tenth of the speed of light?
Whoever rigged this message knew about the comet or whatever it was 22 years ago, and he's using it to yank your chain. Angelique shook her head disbelievingly. Tavalera insisted, Ah, hell, I knew dozens of scientists on the Goddard habitat who could probably fake something like that.
Probably?
Well, maybe. They're pretty bright people, you know.
And why would they try to hoax us?
Suddenly, Tavalera saw the deep pit of a trap ahead of him. But there was an opportunity there, too. Carefully, he replied, Some of those bright people have been exiled from their homes on Earth. Maybe they're trying to get even by tying you up in knots.
Sister Angelique seemed to consider this for a few moments. Then she said, But if it's not a hoax? If it actually is a spacecraft from the stars?
Driven by a guy who's been dead for more than 100 years? Get real.
How can he make a spacecraft disappear?
Because it wasn't really a spacecraft in the first place. You're falling for a joke.
Many people in the New Morality hierarchy feel pretty much as you do.
But not you, Tavalera realized. Again, she shook her head.
This is much too important to dismiss as a joke, Mr. Tavalera. If it's real, the technology involved in that spacecraft is far beyond our understanding.
Tavalera had to admit to himself that she could be right. If it's real, he told himself, which it isn't, it can't be.
I hadn't thought about the possibility that this could be a hoax conceived by the dissidents in the Goddard habitat, said Sister Angelique in a distant, almost wistful voice.
Or maybe some wise-ass here on Earth, Tavalera suggested. She gave him a frosty look.
Your vocabulary needs refinement, Mr. Tavalera.
Yeah, guess so, he said, a little sheepishly. But the point is, you could be tying yourself into a knot over nothing more than some bright guy's idea of a joke.
I wonder, she murmured.
For several moments, she sat in silence at the head of the conference table, her eyes focused far beyond Tavalera's presence. He began to feel uncomfortable, fidgety. At last he asked, So why have you dragged me into this? What good can I do for you? She stirred as if surprised that he was still in the room with her.
Why, you've already made a contribution, Mr. Tavalera. We hadn't considered the possibility that the Goddard dissidents might be behind this.
Is she going for it? He wondered. Keep your big mouth shut. Don't let her see.
Perhaps we should send someone to Goddard to investigate the possibility, she mused, her eyes on him. Tabalera felt his heart leap, but he forced himself to remain